This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is in South Korea after reopening trade negotiations with China. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters here before departing for South Korea he will hold off on imposing additional tariffs on China. But it is not all good news for Beijing following Trump's meeting in Osaka with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
For at least the time being, we're not going to be lifting tariffs on China.
Trump added that stalled negotiations between Washington and Beijing are getting right back on track. During their talks Saturday, Xi told Trump that both their countries benefit from cooperation and lose in a confrontation.
VOA's Steve Herman. U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday vowed to appeal a U.S. judge's ruling blocking his administration from using $2.5 billion in funds intended for anti-drug activities to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. Trump has sought to build the wall along the border, but has so far proven unsuccessful at receiving congressional approval to do so. In February, the Trump administration declared a national emergency to reprogram nearly $7 billion in funds that Congress had allocated for other purposes to build the wall. Some states and other groups, including the state of California, had challenged that notion. U.S. District Judge Haywood Gilliam in Oakland, California, said in a pair of court decisions Friday that Trump's proposal to transfer Department of Defense funds intended for anti-drug activities was unlawful. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italian police on Saturday arrested the captain of the Dutch-flagged Sea-Watch 3 vessel, which is owned by a German charity, after it docked in the port of Lampedusa without authorization. We get the details from Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
Carol Rackete, the 31-year-old German captain of the Sea-Watch 3, said she had no choice but to enter the port because the situation of the migrants on board was very tense and she feared they would inflict self-harm. 40 African migrants who had fled horrors and tortures in Libya were still on board when the vessel entered the port Saturday morning. It remained unclear whether the migrants would be allowed to disembark and what their fate would be, although Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, speaking at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, said a number of other European Union countries said they were prepared to accept the migrants. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The United States and the Taliban opened fresh negotiations in Doha, Qatar, Saturday, as Washington is looking for a breakthrough before Afghanistan's September presidential election. A Taliban spokesman tweeted that the seventh round of talks between U.S. representatives and the negotiation team of the Islamic Emirate have begun in Doha. They kicked off in the Qatari capital just as news broke that at least 25 pro-government militiamen were killed in a Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan. Officials in northern Baghlan province said that the pro-government and anti-Taliban fighters were killed when a large group of insurgents assaulted several security outposts in Nahrin district. Meanwhile, near the airport of the provincial capital of Kandahar, 16 policemen were killed and 4 others wounded in an early morning Taliban attack against police posts. Officials with the opposition in Sudan say that heavily armed security forces raided their offices and blocked a press conference on the eve of Sunday's protest against military rule. The Sudanese Professionals Association had called for a news conference to unveil plans for Sunday's rally. However, before the briefing could start, members of the powerful paramilitary Rapid Support Force came to the building and told organizers not to hold the press conference. Sudan's umbrella protest movement, the Alliance for Freedom and Change, has called for a million-man march Sunday in Khartoum and its twin city of Omdurman against the ruling generals, who have resisted calls to cede power to civilians. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
WTOP. It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here.